Learning and training is such a huge part of getting a new job. It can be insanely anxiety producing. So today I'm going to talk to you about how to think about learning and training in a way that is going to be very productive for you. It's going to help you feel calm, focused, and it's going to help you succeed in your new job. Hello, hello. I hope that y'all are having an amazing week so far. I was just coaching with one of my clients, working on helping them to show up to some difficult meetings where their work, their presentations are challenged often. They're asked really tough and difficult questions. And I was just thinking when I was done coaching them, how hard sometimes it is to be a human, that we're moving through the world, we have these jobs. Food, water, shelter. We want to be successful. We're driven to do well in these jobs. And it requires us to be put in positions where we are literally working against our instinct in terms of things that feel safe. So like being in a room full of people and feeling like all of these people are going to reject me in some way or reject my idea in some way, potentially, that these people are looking to disagree with something that I'm, you know, going to offer, or they're here to tell me all the things that they're upset about or complaints that they want to provide, or just overall arguments or disagreements. It's threatening to the human. And these are not easy things to work through. And so, you know, I was just finishing up on a great coaching call and thinking, it's just everyone should have someone to support them through this kind of work. That when you're moving through the workspace, especially if you're doing something new, if you want to grow, if you want to expand your skill set, the assumption that we should just know how to do that and know how to deal with all the emotional elements that come with a professional workspace is crazy to me. It's hard for me to even remember before I had coaching, before I had the tools that I had, before I had my own coaches, what it was like, right? That it's so normal for me now. So I hope that you all are proud of yourselves for all the things that you've negotiated. I just want to start off by saying that. And I hope that you never shame yourself for any of the blocks or issues that you are finding, that using this podcast, using coaching, using whatever resources you have to support yourself through that is not because there's something wrong with you or you're broken. It's because being a human can be hard. And moving through these spaces can be really difficult, and moving through a space where you want to perform well and grow and expand requires growing emotionally and working through many of those challenges. And the idea that you shouldn't have those challenges, in my opinion, is crazy. It's not accurate at all. So I just wanted to start off and throw that out there. Today, I'm going to talk to y'all about training and learning. These are two hot topics. I consider them very closely related that come up a lot with my clients. What I hear the most is, number one complaint, I'm not getting trained enough. Some of y'all are like driving, hitting your steering wheel, yelling, amen, this is me. I know so many of you right now are like, this is me. No one is training me enough. My training is terrible, or I'm not getting trained at all. The other big, huge fears I hear is they're setting me up to fail, and ding, 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 this one's a doozy, I'm not learning fast enough. So these are the three things that I see as like cousins. They're all kind of connected. They all tend to show up together. If you have one, two, or all of these, do not turn off this podcast, because today I want to address all three of these concerns. What I want for you in your new job is that your mind is open, it's learning effectively. I want your energy to be high enough that you can take in new information, you can process, you can learn, you can be focused. And this does not happen if you're feeling frustrated and anxious. So these three big complaints, fears, thoughts that I hear, that I'm not getting trained enough, that they're setting me up to fail, and that I'm not learning fast enough, really produce fear-based thinking. They're fear-based beliefs. They lead to anxiety. They lead to insecurity. They lead to frustration. And when we're in that emotional state, it becomes harder to take in new information. Many people shut down. Some people overthink. Some people avoid. Most people burn out. And they get training burnout or learning burnout, because not only does it take extra energy when you're trying to learn a lot of new information, but if you're also trying to manage all of these fearful emotions, insecurities, frustrations, anxiety, it's requiring more and more energy. And so what tends to happen is there's just a point where you can't produce that much energy anymore and you become completely exhausted. So today, I want to help you think about training and learning in a way that will set you up to succeed. Okay? And I'm going to do this by talking to you about the three common, I'm calling them disruptive beliefs, disruptive thoughts, and how to shift out of those and into a productive framing of these issues that will work for you. So let's dive in. The first disruptive thought, the first one I mentioned in this episode, is the number one complaint. My company is not offering me enough training. And I just want to say, I understand why you feel like this. I know how scary it is to be in a new working environment. I know how much the brain panics when it is trying to adjust to new people, new expectations, new performance reviews, plus learn all of this information. This is what I also know. What is enough is subjective, meaning that it tends to be different for everyone. So one person believes that enough training would be someone sitting next to me for 3 months, working one-on-one, making sure that I'm able to learn everything I need to learn. Someone else thinks 2 weeks of shadowing someone is what I need to learn what I need to learn. What tends to happen is this. The deeper your discomfort with not knowing things, and in particular, if it's been a long time since you've not known things, if it's been a long time since you've been in a position where you haven't felt like you're mastering the things, the deeper your discomfort with that, the more training you will crave and the more you will feel like you need more, more, more. The deeper your insecurity or questioning of your capabilities, the more training you will crave. Okay? So here's the first thing I'm going to tell you to do if you feel like your company is not offering you enough training. Some of you are like making a case for it right now. You're like, let me give you the details of why it is definitely true. It may be true, but the truth is this. It doesn't matter if there is enough. Okay? It doesn't matter. And the reason it doesn't matter is because it is what it is. The training is what it is. Whether it's zero training, intense training, fast training that you feel like is moving too quickly, what matters is that we get you and your brain to show up for what is available. So I want you to practice shifting into acceptance around the available training, no matter what that is. Let me be clear. You can have your opinion on the training. You can have a lot of thoughts about what it should be and why it could be so much better. But for most of you, the ability to control the amount of training, the ability to make changes to this will be non-existent. So this becomes a distraction and it becomes a focus that the brain will often take on rather than staying in the space of being with what's available, learning, taking in new information, preserving your energy. It eats up energy to be in a space of frustration. So what I don't want you doing is pushing against what is over and over and over again and indulging this thought, there's not enough, there's not enough, there's not enough. And the way that what I mean by indulging that is that like you're talking to your friends about it, you're talking to your partner about it, you're thinking about it all the time, you're ranting about how they could be doing so much more and here's what they should be doing. It's like you are a finite resource and you're using up the resource by pushing against something that you're not responsible for, okay? Here's what I want to offer you instead. I want you to take this shift, this reframe, and I want you to work on believing it, seeing it, and approaching each day with this in mind. My company is offering me what they believe is enough training to get started. Okay, I'm going to say it again. My company is offering me what they believe is enough to get started. Notice I said get started versus mastering the role, because some of you are evaluating your training based on a desire to have the role mastered instead of evaluating the training based on what's enough to get you started. Mastering doesn't happen in training. Mastering happens in the application and practice of whatever you're doing. I'm going to get into this more in my next points, but I want to make sure that your brain has a minute to take that in. Imagine what it would feel like if you believed and showed up from the assumption that my company is offering me what they believe is enough training to get started. Many of my clients who are in higher positions, the higher up you go, managers, directors, not always, but often, the less training you will get. So I often will get directors and managers who are like, there is zero, right? No one has offered me any official training. And here's what I want to offer you. This is because when you are brought in to these companies, there is an assumption that you are resourceful, you are smart, and you are capable of self-learning. That you are capable of training yourself in time. So the second reframe I want to offer you when it comes to there's not, quote, enough training is that I can trust my resourcefulness and my ability to guide my own learning. Sometimes I will like work with this with a client in session, and I will talk through their resourcefulness, and it's like their brain will click and they will be like, oh my God, I am resourceful. Right? That if you believed that you are resourceful and that you have the ability to guide your own learning, particularly enough to get started, how would you feel? How would you show up? How would it influence the anxiety that you're feeling on a daily basis? So the two reframes for this disruptive thought is that my company is offering me what they believe is enough training to get started, and you're just going to let that be. Trust it. And you're also going to trust my own resourcefulness and ability to guide my own learning. Keeping in mind that what the goal is that you're learning enough to get started versus learning to master the role right out the gate. The second disruptive thought I want to talk about is this cousin thought that often pops up for us, which is that they're setting me up to fail. It's this feeling, and some of you are still feeling it. You're like, fine, maybe the training is what it is, but like, I'm going to fail. They're setting me up to fail. This belief is often really prevalent for folks that have had a traumatic past experience. It could be big T, little t. It doesn't have to be something huge. It could be something smaller that really created a feeling that people aren't on my side, aren't supporting me, aren't there for me. Sometimes it's a wound with a parent. Sometimes it's from negative experiences with friend groups, but where there was really an emotional insecurity that was started that is deep and that feels like people don't show up for me, okay? And I call these emotional insecurities that work their way into the workplace. I go into this more when I'm coaching people one-on-one to really look at how that's showing up. But what I want you to notice right now is if you're one of those people, then you might really be feeling this like feeling that they're setting me up to fail. And what I want to offer you is that this thought and this belief will never be helpful to indulge, that this really triggers your nervous system. It is sending a message to you that there is massive danger that you need to fight and protect yourself. Okay. It is such a difficult feeling to move through your job with. This feeling that everyone's against me, this feeling that they're setting me up to fail. So I want to offer you some reframes that I hope will at least loosen this for those of you who are feeling this tightly. When it comes to the workplace, it is not easy to hire people. It's not fun to hire and have to turn over employees. It costs them money. It costs them time. It costs them an investment. So the truth is, all of the people that brought you in, the team that you're on, they want you to succeed. You not succeeding does not help them. It hurts them. It's often becomes a reflection on the person that hired you, the person that's supervising you. It often makes it more difficult for the team. So I want to offer you the shift in thinking. Rather than they're setting me up to fail, I want you to continue practicing thinking, my success is their success. That while I'm learning and while I'm training, my success is their success. These people want me to do well. Okay? And imagine how it would feel if you believed that, despite if you think there's enough training or not, despite if you're having to do it on your own or not. Just the belief that the people around me want me to succeed will help you to show up calmer, more focused, more willing to ask questions, more willing to consult someone if you need help, right? All of that. Now, if someone has limited time, limited availability, right? And they're not like offering to help all the time or answering all of your questions. Your brain's going to want to make that mean they're setting me up to fail. And what I want to offer you is just because they're busy, just because they don't have a lot of availability, does not mean they're setting you up to fail, right? It just means they're busy. In the end, your success is their success. And I want you to take that and I want you to practice that reframe. And when I say that I don't want you to indulge, they're setting me up to fail, I literally just want you to notice when you're thinking it. I want you to try not to indulge that with friends and family because they will get on our team so fast, which is great. But what will happen is you'll be like, they suck, the training sucks, nobody's supporting me. And your friends and family will be like, amen, you're right, this is crazy. And before you know it, you know, everyone has strengthened your argument. And you walk away feeling unsupported, feeling like there's not enough training, feeling angry, feeling justified, feeling frustrated, and it does not help you show up, learn, take in new information, increase your skill set. It's like you're working against yourself in that space. When you can just be in a space of acceptance, hey, maybe it's not my preference. Maybe I would prefer being trained different, but it is what it is. And they're giving me what they believe is enough for me to get started. I know that I can trust my own resourcefulness and I can self-learn. And I know that my success is their success. So they want me to do well. They will do their best to give me what they can. Okay, the third thing I want to talk about, the final disruptive belief that is so prevalent. This is like everywhere. I see it with people I'm working with. I see it with people that I'm not working with. And that is, I'm not learning fast enough. Okay? I'm not learning fast enough. For many of you, you forget what it feels like before you've mastered something. You forget what it feels like to learn something really new, especially when you're learning multiple things. A system, people, policies, plus all of the actual skills, logistic, knowledge base that you have to learn for the job. You forget what it feels like to be learning that much information. When we're young, when we're in third grade and we walk into a classroom and the teacher's starting to teach something and we don't understand it, we don't know what's going on, there's not like 10 alarm bells going off, right? We're like, yeah, guess I don't understand this yet, right? The first time we get on a bike, we're not like, oh my God, this is hard. Something's gone terribly wrong. We're like, yeah, I don't know how to ride the bike. So of course it feels difficult and wobbly and scary. So for many of you, you forget what it feels like to be new and to literally be in a space where you're learning and taking in a lot of new information. And here's the key. It feels confusing, cloudy, and unclear. It really, really does. When you're picking up, it's like, I was looking through something on taxes and I had to, you know, look up a couple of different tax policies and tax laws. And like, it felt like such an unclear mess in my head. I felt so confused. I felt so cloudy, right? My brain was like, what is happening? I do not understand any of this. But that's just because I was learning it. And that once I looked at it long enough, with enough time, it started to get a little bit more clear and a little bit more clear and a little bit more clear, like putting on a pair of glasses. And then finally, it was clear enough that I could move forward. So a lot of you are mistaking confusion and lack of clarity with not being fast enough. You're just assuming because it still feels confusing and it still doesn't feel clear and you haven't mastered it. You're making that mean that it's not fast enough. Okay. Instead, I want you to assume it should feel cloudy and it should feel unclear. That's what it feels like until we've really mastered it. Unless someone has said to you, you are not learning fast enough, a supervisor, a manager, someone who's evaluating your performance, unless they have said directly to you, you are not learning fast enough, I want you to assume your brain is offering you an opinion on what you're doing. And just because our brain offers us an opinion, it does not make it a fact. This was like life-changing for me when I really started to understand the magnitude of the opinions that my brain offers me in a day. And my life changed when I learned how to shuffle through those, when I learned how to recognize opinions versus facts, and when I learned to get distance from opinions. So, and let me be clear, someone telling you that you're not learning fast enough does not look like not getting feedback. So some of you are going to be like, well, no one's giving me any feedback at all, which means that they think I'm not learning fast enough. Nope. That's an opinion, not a fact, right? Not true. It is not true that no feedback equals you're not learning fast enough. No feedback likely means not a problem. Okay. Someone saying you're doing fine, but not saying you're doing great does not mean you're not learning fast enough. Someone else around you learning faster than you does not also mean that you're not learning fast enough. It just means that that person is catching on to whatever that one thing is faster than you. That still is not an indication that you are not learning fast enough. If somebody says directly to you, you are not learning our systems, this information, the expectations fast enough, then I want you to go back and listen to my podcasts on feedback, because then you're dealing with a skill gap where their expectations and what you are able to do is not matching up, and you can utilize my feedback approaches to help with that. But for most of you, you are not receiving that feedback. Your brain is just offering you that opinion, and it's offering you that opinion because it's scared, because its expectations are so high, because it's uncomfortable in the space of not knowing how to master it, because it has this feeling that you should be able to master all of the things really quickly. I want you to ask yourself what fast enough even looks like. What does it even look like to be fast enough? And for many of you, you'll have a hard time answering that question, because the actual answer that your brain wants to give you is, well, I should just like know all the things. I shouldn't have any questions. I shouldn't be confused. I shouldn't need to ask for help. And that's why you're thinking you're not learning fast enough. If you knew that you're supposed to feel confused, feel cloudy, have to ask for information, that it's going to take time to get out of the space of, I know it enough to, I know this in a way where I'm mastering it. It's coming to me easy. It feels really good. That if you really dropped into the actual expectations of what's reasonable, so many of you would be able to see, oh, actually, I'm assuming I should feel in this job the way I felt when I left my old job, versus feeling like a new student in a new year, in a new class, in a new subject, where you are getting so much new information that it's gonna feel confusing and cloudy. So the reframe I wanna offer you, once you've reined in your expectations and you've really looked at the beliefs and assumptions that you should know all the things and shouldn't be making mistakes, and you really check those, right? I want you to practice telling yourself, I am learning at an appropriate pace. And just notice how you feel if you believe that that's true. Notice how much calmer you are and how much easier it is to take in information. Sometimes the brain wants to hold on to this fear-based thinking because it thinks that if it yells at you and tells you over and over again that you're not learning fast enough, that you're going to learn faster and that it's going to actually make you work harder. But what tends to happen is it creates so much fear, and it takes up so much energy that it ends up impeding our learning and impeding our effectiveness and burning us out. That when you drop into, I'm learning at an appropriate pace and I'm going to let that be okay, you will be able to stay so much more focused and so much more productive and take in information in a way that will be much, much more efficient. So let me wrap this up with your takeaway productive reframes. My company is offering me what they believe is enough training to get started. I can trust my resourcefulness and my ability to guide my own learning. My success is their success, and I am learning at an appropriate pace. Okay, friends, hop on over, erinmfoley.com. If you're interested in doing some one-on-one work, if you want help moving through this, getting into a productive headspace of learning, if you're struggling with all of these different mindset issues, I am here for you and would love to chat with you more. I will be back next week with more great information for you. In the meantime, I hope y'all have a great week.